I've thought a lot about what I might say about Duane that hasn't been said in the past few months. You know, there's no question that he's left a huge hole in our community, and we miss him. We'll continue to miss him, and I mean, let's be honest. You don't replace people. You recognize what they taught you. You recognize what they accomplished, and hope that their example can inspire you. So I thought what I would do is just really talk very briefly about two things. You know, what did Duane accomplish? How do we recognize it? And then what did we learn moving ahead that will help us? So I think Roger really put his finger on the sorts of things that Duane accomplished. He was incredibly good at, first of all, bringing people together, whether it was to form a scientific meeting, to form the Sanford Consortium, where he played a tremendous role in helping bring partners together, and a lot of other behind-the-scenes roles that he played, leveraging personal relationships to get complicated projects accomplished. He was a real master of that. And I think in many ways, that's the sort of thing that I at least will always look back on and think about is, you know, if you're facing some complicated problem, what would Duane have done? You know, who would he bring into the room and how would he go about solving it? I think, as Roger also said, he had an incredible influence on helping to create this meeting. Those of you who were with us in 2004, you know, it was a small, informal, Roger and I pulled it together with Duane in a few weeks kind of meeting. I don't think we even anticipated that it would morph into what Duane helped it become, which is this multi-day meeting that brings academics, private sector, even ethicists into the room talking about how to advance stem cell science. And so it was really an enormous set of accomplishments. And one thing we will do, one of many moving forward, is we are going to be naming the Sanford Consortium Auditorium in honor of Duane. It will become the Duane J. Roth Auditorium at the Sanford Consortium. And I think if you think about it, why do you name rooms after people? It's a funny thing in a way. Obviously, it's a recognition of his accomplishments, but I think it plays a more important role, and I think it's a role that I want to get right out on the table, which is whenever I look at a picture of Duane, what I remember is what did he teach me, and what do I want his legacy to teach people who walk into that room who may not have known him personally? And I think that's where it's important to think about the following problem. How many of you have heard of something called the tragedy of the commons? Wow, that's a surprisingly small number. Well, okay. So it's a common problem in economics where if you have a community resource that everybody shares, nobody thinks that they're in charge of maintaining it, and so it degrades. And it came originally from thinking about common pasture land. And if everybody has two sheep and nobody replants the pasture, the sheep eat all the grass, and that's the end of it. It's a very common problem in economics and in cooperative organizations. But there's actually an analog, I think, in human organizations, which is we often face problems where everybody looks at each other and says, who's in charge? Who's going to fix this? Who's going to step into the breach, into this vacuum, and get something done? And I think that's the kind of example that Duane set for us, which is you don't have to have a particular position, title, or affiliation to step into the breach when there's a problem to be solved. And I think that's the lesson that he leaves for us. And I think that's the lesson that I hope all of you will take when you walk into the auditorium, see Duane's picture, and think about what does that mean moving forward. Hopefully it'll inspire every person in this room when they're looking at a shared problem not to say this is somebody else's problem, somebody else should step forward and try to lead us through it, but to take the initiative and bring people together, because I think that's what Duane ultimately taught us. So with that, let me turn the podium over to my friend Alan Trounson.
Who I know for a fact is the one.
Thank you. Thanks,
Larry. Thanks, Larry. And Ren, Ted, great to see you. He was a really special guy, and I remember he was always sitting. He was just sitting there, I think, where Ted was. And I think we ought to leave that reservation for him, you know, forever. Because he was always there. I don't ever remember seeing him sitting here.
No, I was
sitting. You were sitting there, but he wasn't sitting next to you.
He was everywhere, Alan.
So I came to the very first meeting. I think I missed one, the second one. But then I've been to every other, and he's always been here. And in 6 years of running the Californian Institute for Regenerative Medicine, you know, I saw him as a partner, probably the most effective person that I had in doing the things that I needed to do. And if I think about how well it worked, it was not only the support of all of these fantastic scientists, and I think you really are, all of you, but there were people like Dwayne who were willing to sort of make sure that the vision that we had could actually move through to the space to be implemented. And you know, I have a very strange board of 29 people who have to meet publicly, and it's not the sort of forum that I encourage any of you to sort of join. But you know, it was made a lot easier by Dwayne, because he was the sort of person you could talk to, and he could figure out some way of getting it done. And so I was often on the phone, interrupting good private time. I'm sorry, Renee. Dwayne, look, what do you think? And you know, it worked out a way of doing it, and that really meant a lot to me, and I think eventually meant a lot to you, the people who are delivering these advances. And if I think about the Mesa, I think this is the most interactive environment that I've ever come across. And I looked up some information about Connect and San Diego, and it's stunning, because you know what he did with Connect was sort of link 2,000 odd companies, and he created a model that's now used in 40 different parts of the world. The Connect model is transported everywhere. He got it to happen. And if you look at San Diego and the parameters around it about how you connect and how you participate together, it's so much better than anywhere else. Like informal contacts between the industry, the scientists, in the whole working patient advocacy, it's up around 70-80%. Professional networks and boards around 70%. Cooperation in education over 50%. Contact research and advisory 50%. You never get these parameters anywhere else. This is a very special place. And the Sanford Consortium is the only one that came together. And sometimes we think, Larry, well, you know, it was a bit tough to get. It was so much better and so much spontaneous than anywhere else. We formed something together. And I think it was the kind of person that Dwayne was, that he kept connecting things, and he kept, you know, helping it to connect. And he kept meeting the heads of some of these institutes and encouraging them. And I could see him doing it, you know, and he was extraordinary down here. And I guess places like ViaSite, which I think is a very special place, he connect that to us. And I think, you know, we can give lots of different examples of how it sort of worked, but it did work, and it has worked. And if I go home tomorrow, it'll have been a good, really good show, and I think really worthwhile. So I hope the auditorium would just be fantastic, and maybe we ought to keep a reservation on one of those seats, because you want to sit there, you want to listen, and you want to say good day. And maybe we can think about, you know, a continuing lecture or something that in his name, because I think it would sort of bond us all together. So thanks, mate. Thanks, Renee. Thanks, Ted. And thanks to all of you.
Thanks, Alan.